Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The EU is not messing around with the Digital Market Act. For March 26, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, we'll check in on the employment situation in the video game industry, and will the U.S. government now try to do anything about extremism in online spaces? European regulators are looking to throw the proverbial book at major tech companies for non-compliance of the newly enacted Digital Market Act. In particular, the European Commission is launching 3 investigations into Apple, Google's owner Alphabet, and the social media conglomerate Meta. The focus is on Google and Apple's app stores. Both companies have implemented new rules and fees that allow developers to make their own app stores and independent payment processing methods. However, these rules and fees essentially force developers to pay a 27% commission on all sales made through these new methods. Apple's particularly egregious, though, only allowing developers to make these alternatives through a licensing program and forcing developers to offer the same services through Apple's App Store. Apple has tried to downplay these measures as a necessary step to protect their users on the iOS platform. But to be frank here, Apple doesn't care about consumer safety. This is entirely about the 30% commission they stand to lose. The European Commission announced that they plan to finish their investigations into Apple, Alphabet, and Meta in the next 12 months, warning these companies that the EU is poised to fine them up to 10% of their worldwide revenue if found violating the Digital Market Act, and 20% for repeat infractions. So just doing some quick back-of-the-napkin math here. Apple, using their $383 billion in revenue, Apple would be paying either $38 billion for the first offense or a massive $76.6 billion if there are multiple violations. A surprisingly adequate amount of money to fine these massive companies for their blatant anti-consumer and anti-competition practices. It's been about a month since we last covered layoffs in the video game industry, and sadly, studios are continuing to bleed talent to shore up quarterly profits. 15 total studios have made major layoffs since Electronic Arts laid off those 670 individuals at the end of February, adding approximately 500 to the now estimated 8,000 workers that have lost their jobs in the video game industry, just 2,000 away from matching the total job losses in 2023 in the first 3 months of this year. Now, it should be noted that there are 18 studios. We still don't have a definitive headcount of who was affected, which could push this estimation well above 8,000. On top of industry layoffs, we're also starting to see video game media get hit with layoffs as well. IGN recently laid off three people from their publication: producer Francesca Rivera, video producer Jesse Gill, and senior editor Joshua Yell. All three affected employees were members of the newly formed IGN Creators Guild Union. The ICG reported that IGN did not consult the union before issuing these layoffs. ICG also noted that IGN has not seen significant economic distress to warrant these layoffs of any kind. IGN claimed that the decision to lay these individuals off was made prior to the union forming. Despite IGN's claims, though, the IGN Creators Guild has filed a complaint against IGN with the National Labor Relations Board for unfair labor practices. The union is also demanding that IGN agree to the comprehensive layoff protections that they've been bargaining on to avoid further layoffs in this sudden manner. While the layoffs at IGN are relatively small compared to the whole of the video game industry, I bring this situation up to highlight the actions a union can take to get recourse for individuals. A union doesn't just allow for better bargaining options on contracts, but gives union members more legal backing to fight against unfair labor practices. The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, has conducted a two-year-long study of the role that video games and social media play in violent domestic extremism. GAO interviewed several large gaming companies such as Roblox and Discord, as well as social media companies like Reddit. And unsurprisingly, GAO found that violent domestic extremists are using gaming and social media to do three things: to reach a large audience, share their ideas with the public, and recruit others through systematic indoctrination and radicalization. The exact same conclusion that several nonprofits, journalists, and even us here at Let's Play have been sounding the alarm on for well over a decade now. Though now that a government agency is actually looking into this, we might see some movement on addressing this issue. GAO has called for the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Homeland Security to develop strategies to combat extremism on these platforms and share these new strategies with video game developers and social media platforms. At the end of the day, it's still unclear how GAO, the FBI, and the DHS will fully address these issues without real regulations to do so. While Congress has been mulling over several pieces of legislation that could potentially hold social media companies accountable for extremism on their platforms, these pieces of legislation haven't left committee or have died on either the House or the Senate floors. So it'll be interesting to see how the executive branch can combat the issue of extremism in online spaces on their own. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.